Thank you, choir. Our scripture reading today are selected verses from the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14, and the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The Lord now said to Moses, "Send out men to explore the land of Canaan, the land I'm giving to the Israelites. Send one leader from each of the 12 ancestral tribes." So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He sent out 12 men, all tribal leaders of Israel, from their camp in the wilderness of Paran. This was their report to Moses. "We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the fruit it produces. But the people living there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants, the descendants of Anak." But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once and take the land," he said. "We can certainly conquer it." But the other men who explored the land with him disagreed. "We can't go against them. They are stronger than we are." So they spread the bad report about the land among the Israelites. "The land they traveled through and explored will devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw were huge. We even saw giants there. The descendants of Anak next to them will felt like grasshoppers, and that's what they thought too." Then the whole community began weeping aloud. They cried all night. Their voices rose in a great chorus of protest against Moses and Aaron. "If we had only died in Israel, in Egypt, or even in the wilderness," they complained. "Why is the Lord taking us to this country only to have us die in battle? Our wives and our little ones will be carried off as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to return to Egypt?" Then they plotted amongst themselves, "Let's choose a new leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell face down on the ground before the whole community of Israel. Two of the men who had explored the land, Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, tore their clothing. They said to all the people of Israel, "The land we traveled through and explored is a wonderful land. And if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring safety into that land and give it to us. It is rich with flowing milk and honey. Do not rebel against the Lord. And don't be afraid of the people of the land. They are only helpless prey to us. They have no protection. But the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them." On the day of the Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, they were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoke by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome. both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done. They stood there amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other.
And please be seated. Well, good morning, church. We continue to work through, well, we work with some of these Dr. Seuss books, and in Dr. Seuss's writings, there are typically situations where life just gets messy for the characters involved. This morning, as we are kind of in this season of graduation, we're thinking about, oh, the places that we'll go. Well, the places you can go is about this guy who's entering a new chapter in life. He's walking through the transitions that life can bring upon us. Transitions or change can bring all sorts of opportunities. Transitions and change can bring all sorts of challenges. Followers of Jesus try to navigate these opportunities and challenges in faithful ways, and no matter what, through it all, we draw strength and hope knowing that the Holy Spirit is upon us, and however and wherever we go, the Lord goes with us. Let's pray. Holy and mighty God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations on each of our hearts this morning, may they be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock and you are our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it was the day that we now call Pentecost, and the early believers, they were all gathered together and they were waiting. They were in a time of transition. Things were changing. They'd been directed to stay in Jerusalem until they received further instructions. So what do you think? How were they feeling? Were they excited, or maybe they were nervous? Were they getting impatient, or were they ready to charge ahead? Maybe they were getting comfortable, thinking, you know, let's just stay here. Let's just keep things as they are. And then Acts chapter 2 says, suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty wind, and it filled the house. And what looked like flames or tongues of fire, it appeared and settled on each of the believers. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Our scripture says they began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. It took their breath away, yet it was also life-giving. It was a new opportunity, but it was messy. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were witnessing and engaging with people like they'd never done before. Verse 7 says, the people were amazed, saying, "How can this be?" The crowds around them actually thought they had been drinking. Yet it soon became clear that that wasn't the case. Friends, as we navigate the opportunities and the challenges that life presents, we are at our best when we allow what seems to be the flames or the tongues of fire, the holy winds blowing. We're at our best when we allow the Holy Spirit to be upon us, knowing that the Lord leads us forward. In Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go, Dr. Seuss writes about those first steps in the transitions to the future. We're in this season of graduation in our own family. Last weekend, we were at a graduation. Next weekend, we have a graduation. Oh, the places you'll go, it's often given as a graduation gift. It's a book about navigating these transitions in life. Dr. Seuss writes, congratulations. Today's the day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains, you have shoes. You can steer yourself in the directions you choose. This is about the transitions in life. And life is full of transitions, isn't it? Sometimes in life we choose the new directions. And sometimes in life, life chooses the directions for us. Todd Boeslinger in Canoeing the Mountains, he compares the journey of Lewis and Clark to the journey that we face as Christians and as churches. We remember Lewis and Clark. They traveled up the Missouri looking for that path that led to the Pacific Ocean. Their directive from Thomas Jefferson was to find the most direct water path from the Missouri River to the Pacific Ocean. They expected a tough journey. They got a tough journey. They faced all kinds of conditions. There were rapids and waterfalls. There were grizzlies and snakes and mosquitoes. There were cold, dark winters, and there were hot, scorching summer. And then they got stuck. They could paddle as hard as they wanted, but it wouldn't make any difference because they ran out of river. All they could see was the mountains ahead. They needed to transition or to quit. Their canoes weren't working anymore, so they adapted. We know how they responded. They put their boats aside and they took the next step into the future. Right before Pentecost, the believers were stuck. The believers were stuck when Jesus got arrested and nailed to the cross. They had to transition or they had to quit. As they were trying to navigate into their new future, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and quitting was no longer an option. They refocused on Jesus. They transitioned, and they took their first steps into the future. That was 2,000 years ago. The early believers, they transitioned to navigating life in the Spirit. And 2,000 years later, their life continues to impact us right here. I wonder how our faith, I wonder how our lives together will affect people 10 years from now. I wonder how our faith and our lives together will affect people 100 years from now, let alone 1,000 years from now. Transitions, change, navigating the course ahead. Some say that as Christians and as the church, we can be slow to adapt and to transition. Some say churches have a hard time letting go of things that have run their course while wrestling with navigating the new directions. Yet followers of Jesus are people of the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon the church. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon you and me. This is the same Spirit. This is the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. This is the same Spirit that lives in us and is willing to lead us through the transitions into the future. There was a guy named Gideon in the Bible. We read about him in Judges chapter 6. He was faced with transition and change. And Judges chapter 6 says, the angel of God came to Gideon and said, "Go. Go with the strength you have. Go conquer the lands around you and expand your territory." The angel of the Lord said, "I'm sending you step into the future. It's time to transition into what life has for you." But Gideon protested. But Lord, how can I go? I don't have what it takes. In fact, my clan is the weakest of all the clans, and I'm just the lowest and the least, even in my family. And we're all reminded in Judges chapter 6, as we see and hear, that God isn't looking for our excuses. God wasn't interested in hearing Gideon's excuses. God said, "Just go and trust me. And know that I'm always with you." Like the early believers in transition on Pentecost, and like the unconfident, hesitant Gideon, he was anxious about navigating a new road ahead. We, too, have the Spirit of the Lord upon us. And when the Spirit of the Lord takes hold, we discover that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We hear about the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, and they were going, wanting to get into the promised land, but not quite able to get there. And that's where our scripture from Numbers picks up today. In our passage from Numbers, it was time for this huge transition for the Israelites. Moses sent 12 explorers to scout out the promised land, to help figure out how to navigate the journey that was ahead. 10 of the 12 scouts, they came back saying, "You know, there's no way. This is impossible. We're not going there. I guess we're stuck right here." They put their energy into complaining and creating division. They made the case that they'd better stay put where they were. But two of the scouts, Joshua and Caleb came back saying, "You know, this is a land flowing with milk and honey, and God is with us. Let's make the transition. Let's figure out how to navigate this adventure ahead." Joshua and Caleb, they went through a series of ups and downs with their own people, and they preached, "You know, we can be stuck right here, or we can go forward knowing that the Lord is with us." Friends, there are times we're not really sure if or how we should go forward. Sometimes we don't even know which way we should go, and Ortberg writes that it's then that it's important to surround yourself with people you trust. It's during these times that it's important to surround yourself with people who have good judgment, and to surround yourself with people who love you and who care about your well-being. Because very often God speaks to us through the wise people around us that we trust. Very often God speaks wisdom to us through others. At the same time, we have to be mindful that God can use us to be that person for someone else too. Here at McCabe right now, we have a variety of transitions happening. We're taking steps as we move toward our future together. We trust and we experience the Holy Spirit is upon us and that the Lord is with us. Transitions, graduation through the church, right now through the church. Just for example, one of the transitions, we're wrestling with this idea about the Open Door preschool. Together with Open Door, we're wrestling with the possibility of Open Door moving to McCabe. There are so many variables intertwined in this discussion. There are multiple voices speaking. Some advise we have to seize the opportunity. Others caution, you know, no matter what, we have to care for the families and the kids and the staff and McCabe. And others say we can't and we shouldn't do it. Friends, we continue to wrestle and to navigate the road forward. We continue seeking to be faithful to where God is leading us in these decisions. So far, every time in these decisions about Open Door, every time a door is closed in front of us, another one is opened to show us the next step. And so we keep going. And so we keep going, navigating the potential transition. We keep going with Open Door unless God allows the door to close and God doesn't open another door to show us the next steps ahead. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Lord goes with us. We are evaluating and supporting existing ministries as we explore possible launches of new ministries ahead. The challenge is that we must faithfully listen. We must faithfully listen for God's voice so we can navigate through the transitions that God has in store for us. And through it all, even when God takes us out of our comfort zones, we remember Pentecost and we remember the Joshua and Caleb factors. Pentecost. We draw strength and hope living with the Holy Spirit upon us. And the Joshua and Caleb factor. We must listen and be faithful. And the decisions we make knowing that the Lord is with us through it all. The Holy Spirit is upon us. The Lord is with us. Together, oh, the places we can go. Let's pray. God, you not only lead us, but you go with us. You empower us with your Holy Spirit. We pray that you will continue to pour your inspiration on your people and your church. We pray you will empower us, that you will revive us to lift up Jesus, so all might hear and experience the hope and the power of the resurrection. We pray in the name of the one who lived and ministered among the people. We pray in the name of the one who ultimately rose from the dead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Spirit is upon us.